W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Donald Trump's company has been convicted of tax fraud for a scheme by top executives to avoid paying personal income taxes on perks. Doug Armagani reports the stakes are lower than Warnock's last race.
Victories by Warnock and fellow Democrat John Ossoff made the Senate 50-50, with Vice President Harris's tie-breaking vote giving Democrats the majority. Another Warnock win would give them outright control, 51-49. Herschel Walker is the GOP's last chance to flip a Senate seat this year after Trump loyalists lost in four states Republicans had once seen as part of their past to the majority.
In New York,
former president's companies now stand convicted of crimes.
Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg, after a jury convicted the Trump Organization of tax fraud. The company could be fined up to $1.6 million, a relatively small amount given its size, though it could complicate future deals. A new sexual assault lawsuit against Bill Cosby.
Five women, Lily Bernard, Eden Turrell, Jewel Gittins, Jennifer Thompson, and Syndra Ladd, say Bill Cosby abused them on sets or in entertainment circles from the 1960s through the 1990s. What's different about this lawsuit is that along with Cosby, the women are suing NBC, which aired The Cosby Show, along with Kaufman Astoria Studios and Carsey Werner Television. The lawsuit says the companies knew about Cosby's behavior and failed to stop it because of the profits he made them. Representatives for the corporate defendants could not be reached for comment. A Cosby spokesman calls the lawsuit frivolous. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
In North Carolina, Duke Energy ahead of schedule restoring electricity after an attack on the power grid. Spokesman Jeff Brooks.
You will see waves of customers coming on, a few thousand at a time, so that we can safely restore power to the grid.
Sound courtesy WTVD. This is AP News.
Looking for the perfect gift? Get him a shirt from Untuck It. Untuck It shirts are designed to be worn untucked. They're the easiest way to keep him looking sharp and feeling comfortable. You can't go wrong with their super soft flannels, wrinkle-free shirts, performance shirts with stretch, and cozy sweaters that are all perfect for right now. They even have a line for her. Find the perfect gift for every guy on your list at one of 80-plus Untuck It stores or at untuckit.com. Untuck It. Shirts designed to be worn untucked.
We tried Dynavite for gut health and immune support, and after a couple of weeks, our little Gizmo was acting like a puppy again. His coat was shinier, he had a lot less scratching and shedding, and he seemed like his happy old self.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Get 10% off your next order of Dynavite nutritional supplements for dogs at Dynavite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
¿Te tiene agobiado tu trabajo? ¿Sueñas con una carrera profesional donde puedas ganar más dinero y te sientas apreciado? Si tu respuesta es afirmativa, entonces Sigma Castings, una división de Sigma Engineered Solutions en Marquesan y Jackson, es tu respuesta. Son más que una empresa, son una familia de expertos dedicados que abarcan continentes. Te harán sentir apreciado de muchas maneras. Por ejemplo, el nivel básico de pago es de $18 por hora con revisiones periódicas de rendimiento. Después de los primeros 90 días de empleo, tendrás derecho a 80 horas de vacaciones más 11 feriados pagados. Aún más, ganarías un bono de $2,000 por permanecer en tu puesto. Te ofrecen un paquete de beneficios robusto, con primas bajas y excelente cobertura, y su plan de retiro 401k te va a impresionar. Se está contratando ahora para el primer turno, lunes a viernes, de 5 de la mañana a 2 de la tarde. Empieza tu nueva carrera ya con Sigma Castings en Marquesan y Jackson. Encuéntralos en Indeed o llama a 920-260-8560 y levántate en la mañana feliz de ir al trabajo.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Dana Perry. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. Special Counsel Jack Smith has subpoenaed officials in Milwaukee and Dane counties asking for communications with or involving former President Donald Trump and others trying to overturn the 2020 election. Smith is overseeing the Justice Department's investigation into classified documents at Trump's Florida estate and aspects of the violent storming of the Capitol in 2021. Three people in Kewaunee County are charged with spreading cow manure illegally. Attorney General Josh Call says it led to a flood of E. coli washing into Lake Michigan, forcing a beach to close. In sports, the Bucks beat Orlando last night 109-102. Tonight, Badger men's basketball hosts Maryland. Marquette welcomes North Carolina Central. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Native Roots Radio is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Maybe pre-recorded.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, didn't cut it even.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kadagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. We discuss local and national Native news and events. And as you know, Ogama, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues. Hey, we talk about the news that you don't hear anywhere else here on Native Roots Radio, and I want to hand it over to Ogama right now. And then after that, we're going to have Nancy Bolio of MN350. So welcome again, Ogama.
Bonjour, Anien relatives. This is Ogama Ganuakwe from Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. We're a Native-led show. We talk about Native issues, environmental issues, and human issues Monday through Friday from 6 to 7 p.m. Central on the Civic Media Network. What we don't talk about every day is something called a land acknowledgement, and I would like to take a moment to read a land acknowledgement that was graciously provided to us by Miss Nancy Bolio of MN350. We respectfully acknowledge that we live on the land of the Anishinaabe, Lakota, Dakota, and Ho-Chunk nations. They have lived harmoniously with these lands and waters for countless generations before the onslaught of colonization. Like indigenous peoples across the Americas and most of the world, they experienced genocide, ethnic cleansing, theft of their land and waters, and forced removal. Our ability to live, work, and enjoy this area is connected to their profound loss. We ask all in our community, including our governing bodies, to respect and honor tribal sovereignty, our self-determination, and to learn the true history of the lands on which we reside. We resolve to work with them to build a shared, sustainable future for all. Today, I want to talk about the Polymet Mine, also known as the North Met Mine. It's planned for the north shore of Lake Superior in northern Minnesota. Currently, there's a dispute over the project that has made its way to the Minnesota Supreme Court, where the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency is defending its permitting process against allegations that it worked to conceal federal regulators' concerns from the public. What that means is that the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency was required to legally disclose all comments that were made on the project to the public, and they chose not to disclose the comments that they received from the Environmental Protection Agency, which is a federal agency. The EPA said that their permit, as it was written, may violate the Clean Water Act, and the MPCA specifically is accused specifically of withholding those comments from the public. The Minnesota Pollution Control Agency issued the first draft of their Clean Water Act permits for the open pit mine, which would extract copper, nickel, cobalt, and other valuable valuable metals back in 2018, but those permits have been in legal battles ever since. We're now in 2022, and that's not just with environmental advocates like Water Legacy, Friends of the Mississippi, and others, but it's also with Native American tribes in the state of Minnesota, because they argue that those permits will not protect the waterways and that the upstream pollution on those would affect and effectively destroy their treaty rights. This issue has been really ongoing, and it really affects the Fond du Lac Lake Band of Lake Superior Chippewa. And Water Legacy, as well as Friends of the Boundary Waters and Friends of the Mississippi, have been working really hard to fight this, including taking it to the Supreme Court. The comments from the Environmental Protection Agency were never published, and the state regulator should not have tried to avoid that scrutiny. According to Paula McCabe, who is the attorney for Water Legacy, and as a result of the Freedom of Information Act, they have the documents, and the EPA said the permit would violate the Clean Water Act. She also added that if the MPCA had been forced to respond to the EPA's comments, the petitioners, meaning her and the Fond du Lac Band of Lake Superior Chippewa and others, may have prevailed to have a stronger permit that protects Minnesotans. They're hoping that President Joe Biden's EPA, the EPA under President Joe Biden, has not been able to make comments on this because it had gone through in 2018. And they're hoping that Joe Biden's EPA will be able to make its own comments as a result of this as well. There's also the other part of the Clean Water Act permits. The other part of this is that the Clean Water Act permits are not the only problems that PolyMet has had with this project. The project's permit to mine, which is issued instead by the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources, is actually awaiting a contested case hearing ordered by the Minnesota Supreme Court in 2021. So the EPA, again, a federal regulator, recommended that the Army Corps of Engineer decline and reissue a federal wetlands destruction permit in May, but the Army Corps has not yet made a decision on that permit. So their PolyMet is one of two of the very controversial mining projects that are supposed to happen in northern Minnesota. And the other one is known as the Twin Metals Mine, which is near Ely. And it faces opposition from the Biden administration because of its proximity to the Boundary Waters Canoe Area wilderness. And the Department of the Interior has revoked the leases on that project, which relied on the last days of a prior administration that were, again, reinstated under the Trump administration, but were finally canceled in January of this year. So here at Native Roots Radio, we want to talk about these issues. These issues related to mining are really important, and our water, our wild rice, our treaty rights, all of these things are at stake when we talk about things like these mega companies coming in and creating open pit mines. My understanding with this mining project is that it would create a massive, miles-long open pit mine along the northern shore of Minnesota. And from that mine, only like 1% of the materials that they would be extracting from that mine are actually usable. So when we talk about things that are sustainable, that does not sound like a sustainable practice, and that does not sound like something that the state of Minnesota and its waterways, especially so close to Lake Superior, are going to be benefited by really in the long term. What I'm glad to see on this case is so far, I haven't really heard too many arguments about the job creation of the mining. I think that most people in this day and age are starting to realize that working in the mining industry is a dangerous industry and that it damages your health. So that's not currently an argument that I've seen a lot of. I could be wrong on that, though. But I am really grateful to Water Legacy, Friends of the Mississippi, the Boundary Waters Canoe Area, MN350, Honor the Earth, all of the groups that have been involved in some capacity at some point to help protect Minnesota's waters from PolyMet and NorthMet mines, as well as the Twin Metals mine near Ely. And we'll have more information on this just as soon as we can, or maybe perhaps as soon as the decision comes down from the Minnesota Supreme Court on either of those permits. I also wanted to take a moment to just quickly uplift MN350.org, who's a wonderful sponsor of Native Roots Radio. Nancy Bolio is on with us today. And Nancy Bolio, if you don't know, is a frontline organizer, water defender, and treaty rights activist. And she is a direct recipient of the MN350 Frontline Fund, as well as others. So if you would like to contribute to the frontline work of Indigenous people working to prevent and protect water problems from happening here in Minnesota, go to mn350.org/frontlinefund/direct, or you can go to mn350.org and right on the homepage, it'll tell you how you can give to support the Frontline Fund. If you like what you hear on Native Roots Radio and you appreciate the work that we do ask, in the spirit of giving as we come into the holiday season, if you would consider heading over to Native Roots Radio's Patreon at patreon.com/Native Roots Radio Network. Any amount that you could give as either a one-time donation or a recurring donation would go to directly support the work that we do here, reporting on these issues and talking about these issues, getting guests to join us to talk about these issues on Native Roots Radio. Again, that's patreon.com/Native Roots Radio Network. And if you would like to check out more about Native Roots Radio Network, you can find us on nativerootsradionetwork.com. We're also available wherever you get your podcasts, on iTunes, Spotify, and the TuneIn Radio app. So you can tune in to us anytime on those apps. This has been Ogama Ganuakwe for Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
Up next, we're going to have Nancy Bolio, Ogama, with MN350. Always a big crowd pleaser, and people love to hear from Nancy.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
We are your relatives.
We are your relations.
Brothers.
Sisters.
Sons.
Daughters.
And some of us are your grandchildren.
We are your community. Historically, we held places of honor and respect. Because of the impact of colonization, some of us are rejected, thrown out from family, friends, and community, set up as targets for sexual violence, sex trafficked, humiliated, tortured, and murdered. Everybody has the right to be safe. We are your relatives. Remember,
homophobia is not traditional.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
As we head towards colder weather, it's important to make sure you're up to date on vaccinations and protected from COVID-19. The Native American Community Clinic is now administering the updated Pfizer bivalent booster. The updated bivalent booster helps protect against the original COVID-19 strain and against newer Omicron variants. And it will help restore protection that has decreased since previous vaccinations. People age 5 and older are now recommended to get an updated bivalent booster dose at least 2 months after their last COVID-19 shot. That means the bivalent booster may be given after a person's primary series or after their last booster shot, regardless of what brand you received before. Even if you've already had COVID-19, you should get vaccinated. Right now, at the Native American Community Clinic, you can get COVID-19 vaccines, including updated boosters, at the same visit as other vaccines. However, if you've received a recent monkeypox vaccine, you may need to wait 4 weeks before you can get a COVID-19 vaccine, and you should discuss this with your provider. Schedule your vaccination appointment with the Native American Community Clinic by calling 612-872-8086.
Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Hey, you know, we always love to break bread and have a fire around the place here because we have Nancy Bolio on today. Nancy's with Bemidji 350 and the mothership MN350 here in Minnesota, and we love to talk about what's going on. We talk treaties. We talk about the good things that MN350 is doing, but also we talk about water and protecting Mother Nature. So, Nancy, Pini Gigi for being on, as always.
Right, and it's always a pleasure to be here again. I'm the Northern Organizer for Minnesota 350. I reside here on the Leech Lake Reservation. This is my homeland, and I just want to give a big shout-out to MN350 for the continued support. And quite honestly, Robert, they let us Native folks here in Indian country define our own work, because we know, you know, who our people are, what our communities look like, and what our challenges are, and what are the solutions. And so I want to, you know, remind our listeners and our allies far and wide that, you know, without the support of 350 and all of our listeners and the allies that's been on the front line with us, or just, you know, maybe mailed in some financial support or some type of resource or skill that gave us way, you know, for the path forward to continue to win. We're asking that they continue to support us by donating to Minnesota 350. You know, end of the month last year, we brought in some money for Give to the Max. But, you know, the work still continues, and it's not cheap fighting, you know, big oil companies, Robert, and yeah. some of these politicians. But, you know, again, we need support in all kinds of different ways. So just, you know, give us a shout out. You know, in other spaces too, some of your friends and relatives who might be able to help, you know, support this work and the Frontline Fund too. Robert, we need money there, right?
Yeah, definitely. The Frontline Fund does, we talked about this last week, but it's one of the purest forms of giving, I think. There's no in between, and there's no really vetting out with 100 people if these people are worthy. It's people are worthy, and you get one person talking about it, and they get some money to help fight for clean water and clean air.
Right. You know, and a lot of these folks on the front line, you know, they're really good-hearted people that do this because it's probably in their DNA. They have good hearts, and they can really use our support. So it's things to help them be able to be there. You know, maybe might be a car repair, or help with some type of event, or maybe they need some medicine. Just all these little things that, you know, seem easy to get, but they're not really that easy to get, because, you know, again, you know, most of our relatives were struggling, but this is one way that we can, you know, help our Native communities coming out of Native American Heritage Month. That, like I said, Robert, in the last show, giving forward and helping our Native spaces, you know, supporting our businesses. There's so many ways that you can help us forge forward, and that's by giving or showing up. So I encourage, you know, people to go to our website, our Facebook page, and throw us some money, your love. Sometimes we just need, you know, a sister that knows how to cook, you know, when we're out on the front lines, or just to hold space with us. And, you know, we were just talking about this last week on our way up to Ogama on this feed. It was a feedlot taking place in White Earth here. So the good thing is it's kind of on stall for a year. But we were talking about how this front line is so important, because it's the people, for the people really doing the work, Robert. And that's who's asking for our support more often than not.
You know, that kind of reminds me of, maybe we should go back in the time machine, because I get sentimental about this time, because we'll be 6 years in January that Native Roots Radio has been on. But, you know, and we both started a lot of our work during Standing Rock. And I know the show started because of Standing Rock.
Right. And, you know, I'm glad you brought that up, because just on my way home from the basketball game, I was talking about, you know, this director position with the Minnesota DFL party here in Beltrami County. I just today I threw my hat, or my name in the hat, and it, you know, it's a big step forward, but I really, you know, dialed back on my memory and how did I get to that decision to think that I could really show up somewhere like that. Well, when we went to Standing Rock, it wasn't just the fight for clean water, Robert. I realized it was a fight for our democracy, you know, not as Americans, but as Native people, that, you know, we need to be heard, because we're more often the forgotten people, and our words often fall on deaf ears. So, you know, I think coming home from Standing Rock wasn't, you know, just about clean water. It was about defending our people and reminding them that we were still here and that treaties mattered. So, coming home, I noticed on Facebook there was this DFL How to Be a Delegate. And I'm curious enough, I'll go check it out. And Robert, let me tell you, it's been such an experience of a lifetime to represent our people in a party that usually doesn't look like us, right? You don't hardly see Natives in the DFL.
Right. Right.
So we kind of stepped out of our own comfort zones. And I remember, I think it was Elizabeth Warren who says, if you're not at the table, you are what's being served.
Yeah. And
Shirley Chisholm said, if there's not a chair at the table, bring a folding chair.
Yeah.
So we kind of weave those together. And we just, you know, we just keep showing up.
Yep.
And, you know, back in May of 2022, our good friend Christian Taylor Johnson from Leech Lake went in drag to the DFL convention in Rochester, Minnesota. And we had a treaty resolution in hand. And we spoke for our people and for the treaties. And we got 91% of the DFL delegates to support the treaty resolution.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was, you know, it was one of the most powerful, inspiring weekends of the spaces that we hold. So we didn't go as DFLers, Robert. We went as treaty people within the DFL party. So again, treaties are nonpartisan, regardless of what political party you belong to, what church you go to, how you self-identify. We're all treaty people.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I had to make a visit to the Republican office, Robert. But again, you know, they too need to be reminded that we're all treaty people. So, you know, our presence within this party is treaty people. So we're working on a treaty delegation for the DFL State Convention 2020. Going to be in, right?
And what year, 2024? You just froze up a second. 2024, yeah. You're talking about?
Yeah, the presidential election, the state convention.
Mm-hmm.
So our goal is to rent space and be a treaty delegation at the state convention and be more visible than we have in the past two state conventions. I've been at both of them. But our goal is to build on our delegation from, you know, different relatives throughout, you know, Minnesota that represent who we are and be part of that delegation and represent our treaties, because our goal is to move them onto the action, or from the action agenda to the main platform, because treaties are supreme law of the land. So why not?
Exactly. And, you know, I remember when treaties came up, not that they've ever gone away, but I remember saying, not me saying, but other people saying, this is a brilliant way to bring up our sovereignty and what Native Americans need is to talk about these treaties. And I know it's interesting. I'm trying to get Ho-Chunk recognized in Minnesota. And we're one of the 14 tribes that signed the treaty that you speak of. So Ho-Chunk's been here for thousands of years, and it's great to bring up these treaties.
Right. And I think, you know, what excites me the most, too, is moving some of the pieces of the work that we're doing at Minnesota 350 in regards to our treaties, like the Anishinaabe Treaty Alliance. It's we're going to come together and, you know, educate our people of what those treaties were about and what they were meant for and what they mean to us today. And there's so much to teach. But once we build our own alliance, Robert, we want to reach out to other tribal nations and just build on that and build on that, you know, across Turtle Island. But there's so much work to do. But I think, you know, where we're at now, we're in a good spot. We just recently had a court win here in the White Earth Tribal Court back in July. But unfortunately, Robert, our non-Native defendants in the Firelight case just heard from the judge last week, and their motion for dismissal was denied. So they're looking forward to moving into trial. So again, you know, there's another place you can support is the Line 3 Legal Defense Fund, because they're going to need continued lawyer support. And again, they're being resilient and courageous by not giving into any of those plea agreements, because Robert, we shouldn't have to make a plea in a treaty case, because treaties are supreme law of the land, and to admit to a crime being committed is, you know, accepting this plea agreement. Basically, that's what you're doing. You're admitting that you were unlawful under their court of law. But Robert, this ain't about that. This is about treaty. No. So, you know, our non-Native defendants are holding strong, and they're going to take this to trial. So,
yeah. That's awesome. You know, I think it's really important And it's great to support our allies because they stand with us and behind us. Let's talk more about, you know, the history of Nancy Beaulieu. I think, you know, let's talk a little bit about that the next segment. What do you think?
Sure, why not?
All right. Hey, this is
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
Coronavirus update. I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. The CDC's COVID data tracker shows reported cases in the U.S. averaging more than 43,000 per day and hospitalizations edging higher at more than 4,800 admissions per day. State investigations have found at least 35 instances where Connecticut Department of Correction employees potentially misused a COVID-19 program that provided workers with hotel rooms during the height of the pandemic. One staffer booking a room to attend a wedding. Meantime, a conservative member of Britain's House of Lords, Michelle Mohn, is taking a leave of absence from Parliament to clear her name over allegations she profited from links to a company awarded government contracts for personal protective equipment during the pandemic. Finally, the deadline for obtaining real ID to board a domestic flight has been pushed back from next May to May of 2025. The Department of Homeland Security cites the lingering impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. I'm Ben Thomas.
Looking for the perfect gift? Get him a shirt from Untuckit. Untuckit shirts are designed to be worn untucked. They're the easiest way to keep him looking sharp and feeling comfortable. You can't go wrong with their super soft flannels, wrinkle-free shirts, performance shirts with stretch, and cozy sweaters that are all perfect for right now. They even have a line for her. Find the perfect gift for every guy on your list at one of 80-plus Untuckit stores or at Untuckit.com. Untuckit. Shirts designed to be worn untucked.
We tried Dynavite for gut health and immune support, and after a couple of weeks, our little Gizmo was acting like a puppy again. His coat was shinier, he had a lot less scratching and shedding, and he seemed like his happy old self.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Get 10% off your next order of Dynavite nutritional supplements for dogs at Dynavite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
I love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Mantner with your headlines. Wisconsin Republicans in Washington want Governor Evers to ban TikTok from state government devices and delete his account. In a letter to the governor, U.S. Reps Mike Gallagher, Tom Tiffany, Glenn Grothman, Brian Stiles, Scott Fitzgerald, and U.S. Senator Ron Johnson argue the Chinese government can use the popular app to spy on users and promote Communist Party propaganda. A spokesperson says the governor's office is reviewing the letter. Outside groups spent big in Wisconsin for the midterms. Wisconsin Democracy Campaign reporting five groups spent over $48 million to benefit Republican candidates. 36 groups spent more than $44 million to benefit Democrats. The largest portion of the money, totaling nearly $79 million, was spent on the governor's race. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
Radio Network here on Walk Radio.
540 AM, The Shaw. I am your host, Downtown Donnie Brown, host of This Week in Waukesha on Saturday mornings at 8 AM. I am joined by Connor Boston from Chicago, my color commentator and engineer extraordinaire on site. And then back in the studio, also known as the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, I've got Calvin Butenoff doing his thing like nobody else can. We are here tonight for the third game of the season, the home opener of your Waukesha South Blackshirts. And it's going to be quite a battle against the fearsome Falcons of Whitnall. More on them in a second. First, I want to welcome those listeners from the Native Roots Radio Network, as Blackshirt Nation is well represented by Indigenous peoples, as well as the sons and daughters of the Northern Migration, the descendants of the Middle Passage, the Irish diaspora in America, and all the banished children of Eve. We are proud to proclaim that Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues. Blackshirt Nation feels it an honor and a duty to walk alongside our Native brethren through your struggles, triumphs, and achievements, and welcome you to Blackshirt Basketball, another exciting game for the defending Classic 8 champions. As a little background for new listeners and new fans of Blackshirt Basketball, this program lost 60 straight Classic 8 conference games. A couple seasons ago, they turned it around with a solid nucleus of players with a 13-8 record and made their first playoff appearance in many years. And then just last season, they ran the table in the Classic 8 except for two conference losses, finishing first, that's right, atop Classic 8 champions, and they're back to defend it. And Coach Bo Richter does not go easy with this non-conference competition. The first game, the season opener last Wednesday, was against Tosa West and 6'11 sophomore star Kai Rogers. Blackshirts lost a heartbreaker to the Trojans of Tosa West, 53-51. Then last Friday in their Classic 8 opener, Kettle Moraine, they beat the Lasers 70-60 behind 45 points from first-team All-State guard Tyron Cook and an additional 17 from his fellow All-State back guard mate Daniel Robinson. It was a heck of a game, and tonight's game is going to be another great treat. You may have heard of NBA basketball star Tyler Hero of Miami Heat, played his college ball at Kentucky, played his high school ball here. I believe it was either Whitnall or Greenfield, but two of his prodigious younger brothers, senior Austin Hero, who stands 6'3", and sophomore Miles Hero, who stands 6'1", are part of a very solid Whitnall squad. That's a very big lineup. We're looking through the roster, Connor. We see a 6'9 big man. We see another 6'7 big man. We see a handful of 6'3 forwards and guards. There's really only three players in the lineup under 6 feet, and they're all 5'11". So it's going to be a tough matchup for the Blackshirts tonight. Connor, what are your feelings here? This is your first time here.
Yeah, my first time at inside
Blackshirt Arena,
the South Gym. It's a beautiful, beautiful gym.
Largest gym in the Classic 8. So they sponsor a lot of tournaments here in youth basketball.
Yeah, that makes sense.
As other sports, big wrestling extravaganzas, and indoor track. So great facilities as us. We're here in the executive suite.
Yeah.
Actually, it's a terrace that they have for the weight room. Large workout facility. And the athletic program here is going nowhere but to the top, thanks to the leadership of new athletic director Daniel Schreier, now in his second year. Mr. Schreier has been a great help to us, getting us set up here tonight and giving us the roster so we can study this Whitnall team and what they're going to bring here tonight, the challenge they will bring to our Blackshirts. But some takeaways from the Kettle Moraine victory last Friday night. Connor, what are your thoughts?
Well, as far as this game, I'm concerned because I've been watching Whitnall, and they seem to play a lot more system play-by-play basketball, which is interesting because the last couple of games that we've been seeing, it's been mostly focused on man-to-man, a couple of zones.
But I'm referring to the JV1, JV2 games that have happened.
Yeah.
So JV1's on now. So
And right now, actually, for those of you that are interested, it's 55-58.
Now it's
very, very close.
16 left.
Yeah, 57-58, actually.
57-50. Oh,
yep.
So it's a one-point
game. South down by one, but
focus the broadcast on this little appetizer we have.
Yeah.
Number 13 has the ball. He kicks it out onto the wing to his teammate, number 4. Apologies, we didn't get the JV1 line up here or study it. But there's a little dish. It's broken up beautifully by Zastowell to start. Guard Carter to Giovanni. Oh, Giovanni, this is easy lap. They dish it out, and a quick foul on number 4. That's Riley Beyer. No, excuse me. That is Evan Bloor, the sophomore guard.
And for
they're
those
not in the bonus yet, so
for those of you who don't know, this is after a 20-point deficit they were at the beginning of the half, and now it's only only at one. It's been cut nearly 19 points.
This is it. So Falcons swinging it around in the periphery. Evan Fleur has it again. Oh, he's got an open man.
Wide open.
He misses the wide shot. Nathan Caston, Perea with the outlet to General Zayas. 118 and counting. Second half. Zayas to Trey Carter. Javon Carter, that is.
That's a really good pick, number 24.
The dish to Max Hennis.
So he didn't swing fast enough.
He did not. Yeah, it was a good lead pass. Hennis was well covered, but they could have gotten a beat on him.
Yeah.
So it's inbounded to Tyler Mikulik. Back to, a strip. And a lead pass to Carter, but Carter's got to save it in. And it's picked up.
Oh, my goodness.
What a save. That was a no-look pass. And we got a whistle. Looks like it's going to be a timeout here. Yep. Blackshirts call a timeout. 53.1 seconds left. This is a nice treat.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's going to be a sign of what's to come.
For the next game, yes.
For the next game.
As we see the varsity team start to come out for the Falcons. A very intense-looking squad in their navy blue and gold. A great sports tradition they have there in Whitnall for both boys and girls. Softball there has been a perennial powerhouse. And the Blackshirt cheerleading squad is now jumping into the act, showing their support for the JV1 team. So a good crowd so far. The varsity game still 18 minutes away official time, but it might take a little bit longer depending on how this game goes. So, Blackshirts have the ball in bounds, trailing by one, 58-57. The JV1 Blackshirt, excuse me. I may confuse people thinking that. Don said it starts at 6:30. Why is the game almost over? Nope. This is JV1, sports fans. So, this is a little...
We show love to all parts of us.
If you ever go to the Bucs,
of the South.
The Harlem Globetrotters have come on first. You know, that rare treat you'd have back in the roaring 70s. So it will be inbounded by Joe Coast. No, I'm sorry. Max Hennis inbounds it to General Zayas. Zayas to Wild here. Going to the top of the key. Pass to Giovanni Perea pick. Gives it to Coast on the wing. Coast to Carter at the top of the wing. Carter, his pass is deflected, but picked up by Carter. It was going to Hennis. Carter's going to drive to the middle. The shot. And it's a block. He's going to go to the charity stripe. What do you think? Was that a good call? It looked like the guy in position, but may come a little late.
It's kind of hard to say, actually. It doesn't even look like he thinks he did anything. I think he just thought he stripped it, which...
Like a no shooting.
Yeah.
I probably would have agreed
with 32 that there wasn't anything there.
Okay.
But
so the first shot by Carter. Oh, that's a
run. He only has to make one.
This is the first read. Only has to make one to tie here. 33.4 seconds is your time remaining.
If they can make one, they can at least secure an overtime.
Yeah.
If they can get a stop afterwards.
Maybe even get the ball back.
Yeah. So, do one of those classic throw it off the backboard, get the ball back.
Yeah, on either side of their Whitnall opponents going for the rebound if Carter misses, but we want him to make. Second free throw by Carter. And it's in.
It's in.
We are tied at 58. And a sub is being called in. Evan Plur is going to come in for number 2, Nathan Caston. So you're going to see a lot of these substitutions the last 30 seconds. Defensive players swapping for offensive players. And Whitnall's going to time out here going against a full court press from the Blackshirts. So good timeout. As we see Tyron Cook's grandmother coming in, the real star of this Blackshirt basketball program.
Yeah.
the number one fan, perhaps in the entire Classic Eight. Wait till you see her on her home court, Connor. I know you saw her at the Kettle Moraine game.
I'm excited. True words never been spoken by you, Don.
We got to have her up here for hopefully a halftime interview.
Yeah, that'd be beautiful.
She is the straw that really stirs the drink for Blackshirt basketball. Tyron Cook's grandmother. Tyron promised that if we let his grandma adopt all the other Blackshirt basketball players, she can come to all the Friday night games after Tyron graduates. And wherever he goes to college, we'll have her back there on Saturday for his game in college. So
she's going to adopt all the players.
Yes. Yep. He's just been a great fan. Great support for the team.
That's
she
beautiful.
Works the refs really hard too, in a good way, but
needs to,
you know, Tyron's being recruited by UWM. You never UW Green Bay, some good, you know, divisional programs that are local in the region, but also Murray State is another interested quarter. And I love Murray State, the Racers, still a big Popeye Jones fan. So inbounding it is going to be Evan Plur. We got a full court black shirt man to man press here. Plur having trouble finding open man. He gets it in. The ball goes loose. It looks like the black shirts have it. Yes. It's kicked out to Brady Hennis. Javon Carter has the top of the wing, 27 seconds and counting. He kicks it to the general on the right wing. General dribbles more towards the center. Zayas to out. Zayas gets by his man. He flips it up.
Ah, that was such a good take. It was a good take. It was a floater right in the middle. It was wide open.
Oh, there's a foul there. Oh, an interesting call there.
What did they call?
Max Hennis fouled. It looked like it was an attempted foul to stop the clock. There's 9.1 seconds left.
It is a good foul.
And the coach is calling a timeout.
It makes sense, but I think they would have been better off by just forcing them to take the last shot there.
Yeah, I think Hennis's thinking was that even if he makes both free throws, Blackshirts have they've got good time to set up a good shot, whereas
they do, but they put their
guy shoots it or misses it, gets rebound, puts it in, there might be 2 or 3 seconds.
Yeah,
he did have Hennis beat there. I think Hennis was also trying to strip the ball, but definitely got a piece of the arm there, and it looked like it might have been intentional, not in a flagrant way, but to
yeah, just to stop the clock and get possession.
I'm trying to think, are they in the bonus? No. Is it 7 or 6 for the bonus?
I'm not sure.
There's no bonus. So that was actually a good foul.
Yeah.
This is not a shooting foul. So an even better play by Max Tennis. It's some good practice for us announcers there.
Yeah.
And I believe the black shirts have a foul to give. So same scenario here. 7 fouls is your 1-on-1 scenario in high school. Mm. It is for college, correct? I know it's 5 for the NBA. So, Nenad Rasinovic is going to inbound it. He inbounds it to Taylor Micklick. Taylor, nowhere to go. In the corner for 3. Someone got a piece of it. It's way up. Blackshirts have it. That's it. Oh, Jesus. He made the last-second shot. They missed the wall. From 3-quarters court, right as the buzzer went off. That ball hit nothing but the net. What a finish for the Blackshirts. Holy cow. The general says to him, he's being picked up by his teammates. I cannot believe that. And that's why you never give up. Look at the student section and their Hawaiian theme tonight. Wow. I can only imagine the dejection for the JV1 Whitnall team after generally a well-played game.
Yeah, that was crazy.
We lost Connor there for a few seconds.
Yeah, because I
he almost fell off of the terrace that we're on here.
Yep.
Wow. We are wound up and ready to go for some Blackshirt basketball tonight, thanks to the JV1 heroics. A last second bomb with the score tied by Zayas Sewell. And they are still going nuts there as they're walking into the locker room. You can see them. So now they're 2-1 after beating Tosa West. And both teams come on to take the court. This will be a good time for us to take a breather and pay some bills. You're listening to the Blackshirt Sports Radio Network here on Walk Radio. Calvin, take it away.
They started from the bottom.
Started.
Now they're the Classic 8 basketball champions.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team.
And they're back. Catch all the action as we broadcast live and local. The Waukesha South Blackshirts. Defending their title in this year's campaign against the toughest teams in the state. Here on the Blackshirt Basketball Radio Network. Walk Radio 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit managerbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Started.
Zombie on the track.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Started from the bottom,
and we're back.
Now we're here.
Live and local from Waukesha South High School. Home of the defending Classic 8 champion, Blackshirts of Waukesha South. And they're starting to fill it in. But boy, those people that are just arriving missed a humdinger of a finish in the JV1 game. They came from, what was it, they're down by 20, Connor?
Yeah, 20.
And then on a last-second bomb from the general, Zayas DeWalt, swishes it through. The ref calls it in. The Blackshirts are victorious. JV2, not so fortunate. They lost a tough one, lost by 13 or 14 to a very disciplined JV2 squad for Whitnall. But JV1 showed a lot of character coming back. And you know, it was a real winning culture that's been instilled here. Connor, thanks to the varsity team and their success in recent years. You can hear the song in the background. Drake started from the bottom, and that's become an anthem after so many years of losing seasons. The Blackshirts are here with a vengeance, and the way that they didn't give up on that last game, the discipline, the teamwork, and hey, you know, sometimes you don't give up, you get lucky, and I know Zayas plays football. I don't know if they tried him at quarterback yet, but I think someone's got to get a text or a note to Coach Wills. Offensive coordinator John Stillman's here, also the new varsity baseball coach, so he may be interested in a couple different discussions there with the general, Zayas DeWalt, the hero of the JV1 game. And okay, so now the national anthem's playing. Okay, now they stopped it. Okay. Usually there's a little protocol. They ask people to stand, gentlemen to move their hats, but there's still a good 10 minutes as the players warm up before the game starts. And it's a good chance for us to take a look at the Whitnall Falcons as they warm up. It's our first time seeing them. But certainly a lot of excitement around the two hero brothers, especially the senior Austin Hero. I forget what schools are talking to him, but I hear that in many ways he's better at this age than his older brother was. And he's not doing so bad now, is he, with the Miami Heat and the NBA and a great college career in Kentucky. So I expect to see a full house on both sides. Our student section is filling in nicely. I'm also seeing a lot of South football fans here, including Jared Dable, one of the leading advocates for moving South football out of the Classic 8. We hope to have Jared on sometime tonight during the game. Calvin, let's go now to station identification here on the Blackshirt Sports Radio Network.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Okay, we're back. So about 4 minutes before the national anthem and the announcement of the starting lineups. So again, we'll read off the roster for your black shirts real quick so everyone knows. And it's very convenient because at number zero is Tyron Cook, our first team All-State guard, who had 45 points last Friday night against Kettle Moraine. Probably had just as many rebounds, huh, Connor? And then Tack Tadioka, the honorable mention all-conference quarterback, has returned to the basketball lineup and gives us a lot of help in the forward spot there, the 6'3 senior. Tyron Cook is the 6'2 senior. And then number two, Daniel Robinson, honorable mention All-State guard, and a very close, probably best friend of Tyron Cook's. Daniel is 6'2 and a senior, same height as Tyron. Daniel, the younger brother of Marshawn Robinson, last year's star forward from last year's championship team, now playing at St. Leo, a great Division II program in Florida. Number three is senior, 5'10 senior Trey Duncan, who got his first start on Friday against Kettle Moraine. He is followed by 6'1 senior guard number four, Ethan Sheck, who has started the first two games for the Blackshirts. Number five is the 5'6 junior guard, Giovanni Rio Sabara. Number 10 is the 6'3 junior guard, Brighton Staub, who's been one of their three-point specialists so far in the early going this season. Evan Stout, the junior forward, honorable mention, all Classic 8 in football, and has been with the basketball program since seventh grade. James Smith, the 6-foot senior guard, also a member of the Blackshirt baseball program. Charlie Moreau is number 24. Charlie is back from a soccer tournament, the All-State goalkeeper for Blackshirt soccer. So Charlie's going to give us some even greater depth at guard, standing 5'11", the junior. Number 30, a newcomer to the team, Pau Seguin-Perez, a 5'11 guard. And then to round up the lineup, the senior starting forward, 6'3", Tommy Karinko. So those are your black shirts. I think we got a minute here. Calvin, you want to tell us about the varsity Whitnall Falcons?
All right. And it's Connor there, Don. Sorry about that.
Did I say Calvin?
Yeah, you did say Calvin. I was confused there for a second. I'm like, okay, Calvin's in Waukesha. But,
or in Waukesha, too.
Or downtown Waukesha, sorry.
Yes, he's back at the studio.
But
sorry, Connor and Calvin.
But we have the 6'3 senior Austin Hero, the Heroes brothers, the 6'1 sophomore Miles Hero, the 6-foot guard sophomore Jack Lutz, the 6-foot senior Nicholas Smith, the 6'2 senior Joshua Kay, the 6'3 senior Anastasios Dianaris. Couldn't quite get it. It's Greek. It's a good name. It's a good name. Then we have the 6'3 senior Nathan Bake, the 5'11 senior Aaron Bickham, the 5'11 senior Chris Serino, the 6'1 junior Matthew Carnes, the 6'3 senior Nabosa.
Stasha Levesque.
Then the 5'11.
Stash for short.
The 5'11 guard, freshman Tyler McCallick. The 6'5 junior Nicholas Dallin. The 6'9 forward senior Ethan Thomas. 6'7 forward junior Brady Parkinson, and the 6'2 forward junior Alexander
Schlehen.
These European names, man, they get me every single time.
German names, Connor,
yeah, so. I mean, I moved here and I couldn't get the Native American ones.
There you go.
So I have a lot to learn still.
Like Waukesha.
Yeah, I did say it, Waukesha, when I first moved here. I felt it was embarrassing.
Connor's lineup, you know, the starting lineup probably averages at like 6'2 or 3.
Yeah, it's
the
like
the whole roster. I mean, excuse me.
Yep.
So We have a little bit smaller lineup, not as deep on the forward side, but very strong in the guard side, of course. A lot of speed, a lot of transition. So this should be a lot of fun as we get ready. We're going to take a quick break now. Calvin, you're listening to the Blackshirt Sports Radio Network.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the